Magic demands that we harm no one, and this is an important rule. To do bad magic, even for a justifiable purpose, is sending out negative energies that come bouncing back on us three times as powerfully as we sent them out. For magic is remarkably moral, and on a psychological and practical level, if you send fury or negativity to a bully or a vicious gossip, you are just adding fuel to their already well-stoked fires of nastiness. But must you stand helpless if someone is trying to steal your partner and leave you destitute with small children? Who is spreading lies and gossip about you at work, bullying your child, or trying to sell your teenager drugs? Is there nothing you can do magically if you are in a bitter custody battle and your partner is successfully hiding his potentially violent nature? If you have unpleasant neighbors or a vicious-tongued relative who is trying to split your family? You have every right to defend yourself morally, psychologically, and magically. Defensive magic is a mixture of strong, powerful symbols and at the same time, healing. Red is a very important color for fighting back, while dark purple, indigo or dark blue are the colors of banishing and letting go. You can use black, of course, but some people worry about